Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so obviously for all of us here in Pittsburgh, what happens with Lamar Jackson is a really big deal, because the Ravens and Steelers have been the historic contenders in the AFC North. The Bengals are the current contenders. Ravens and Steelers, well-run organizations, every year, even in lean years, at least competing for playoff spots. What happens to Lamar Jackson will affect the Steelers' chances of making the playoffs in 2023, and what is a pretty big year, because it's year two of Kenny Pickett's development. Mike Tomlin alluded to that at the owners' meetings this week. What's going to happen to Jackson? He wants traded. The Ravens can't even trade him because he's not technically under contract. He's a free agent right now that they have control over with the franchise tag. But he would have to sign the tag to get traded, or then sign and trade. He'd have to sign an extension with the Ravens and then deal him.
That would not happen.
The story here is that he doesn't want to play for Baltimore anymore, because he's got it in his head, Chris, that they're never going to make him the offer that he wants with that team.
He is, I think, right about that. I don't think they're going to budge. They have like a highest, you know, when you have to negotiate for a house or something, you're best in finals. You have to go in there if you're bidding against somebody. But they've got a best in final term length and amount in mind, and I don't think they're going to go above it. I really do.
So then his threat is, I'll be disgruntled. I don't want to play for you anymore.
Yeah.
If you can't find me a team, if I can't get an offer from another team,
I'm just going to be pissed off and give you the bare minimum. You're going to have to pay me if you want to keep paying me, but I'm going to be an unhappy camper.
That's why this feels like a win-win for the Steelers. That right now, they're stuck with Lamar Jackson, who doesn't want to put his body on the line. You've said it. He didn't want to do it in the playoffs last year.
He didn't have the kind of contract that would have made it a moot point.
And it sounds like his opinion on that hasn't changed. Like, I'm not going to put it on the line. I'm not going to lay it on the line for you guys on a one-year deal.
You haven't laid it on the line for me. You haven't made me an offer I feel is fair. Why would I do anything to help you out?
So that's his leverage.
He does. The one thing about it is,
if you don't trade me,
I'm going to do the bare minimum I am required to do.
Hey, that might even mean he does the thing that we thought Bell was going to do the last year before he ended up holding out the entire season, which was show up, what is it, in week 10?
Yeah, he wouldn't have to come till week 10. That would be a huge win for the Steelers. If he doesn't show up for week 10, I'm sorry. I don't care what you think of him. If they're playing with a backup quarterback for 10 weeks or for 9 weeks of this year, that's a big win for the Steelers.
Well, you know what I feel. You know how I feel about Jackson. I think that if they trade him, if the Ravens trade Lamar Jackson and get back draft picks and are able to go out and get a new quarterback, I think that is bad for the Steelers. I would rather face Lamar Jackson in the division for the next 10 years. Maybe 10 years is overstating it. What kind of contract? What did Deshaun Watson sign?
5 and 230.
Five. So
fully
I'd rather
guaranteed.
I'd rather face Lamar Jackson for the next 5 years.
At the Watson price?
And take my chances against that guy. Yeah.
I mean, I think I would probably be inclined to agree with you.
Would you consider the Ravens a Super Bowl contender with him at that price?
On one hand, I would say no. It's very tough to build a team around a guy making that much money. We've seen that happen. The Chiefs had to trade a guy like Tyreek Hill to make their situation work. Oh, and by the way, they have the best in the game by a clear, decisive margin in Mahomes. On the other hand, last year, that very same team where we're saying he had he was having a down year, he didn't look like the guy from 19 or 20. What seed were they when he went out? They were number one. I'll finish it for you. They were the number one in the AFC when he went out. They were 8-4 in the top seed in the conference.
Yep.
So I hesitate to like fully disparage or just jump both feet in. Oh, yeah, give me that deal for him and give me having to see him twice a year for the next 5 years, because I feel like there is a little bit of hubris on the part of the Steelers and everybody else to just say they're going to be an easy out with him. They were the top seed in the conference, which is what he would be telling them. Hey, I didn't play the rest of the year. Look what happened to you.
But there's a difference between easy out. I don't think that they're an automatic two wins like the Browns were for.
But you don't think facing him. Yeah, but I know how you feel about him. When the Steelers play the Bengals twice a year now, you think to yourself, man, they've got to beat Joe Burrow. They've got to find a way to get around Joe Burrow. If they see the Bills in an intra or inter-division game, you got to find a way to stop Josh Allen. Same thing for Mahomes, blah, blah, blah. I could even probably extend that now to Justin Herbert for you or Trevor Lawrence. I know you don't look at Lamar Jackson that
I don't.
Way.
You're right. The Steelers have had too much success against him to feel that
way. But I don't think even if the Steelers had less success, still were okay against him, I don't think you would view him that way anyway. If the Steelers were 1-2 against him when he starts instead of 2-1, I think you would feel the same way. My read on your read on Lamar Jackson is that you just don't think he's an elite quarterback anymore. You think his two best years were 19 and 20, and it's going to be a somewhat steady downhill run for him.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not scared to play a quarterback who threw 17 touchdown passes last year. And the Steelers have beaten him two out of the three times they played him. He's got one playoff win in 5 years. When Jalen Hurts went to the playoffs, he elevated his game. We haven't seen that from Jackson. He's gotten worse. I don't. If they got to pay him $40 million a year, and that means, hey, we're still going to have a hard time getting you weapons. I mean, let me just put in context how the Ravens reacted to this trade request. The only offensive player they've signed since Jackson said, I want out. So the Ravens, okay, he really doesn't want to be here anymore. How do we make him happy? What do we do to pacify him or placate him? They signed Nelson Aguilar.
Who's made famous in that Philly fan video when the guy caught the baby falling from a burning building. He said, I didn't want to drop the baby like Aguilar.
I don't think that they want to pay him, and I don't even think they're willing to surround him with the parts that he wants or desires either.
Well, I guess what are the parts he wants? That's another thing I would like to know. Like, have they ever gone to him and said, what kind of wide receiver do you think you can succeed with? We know you can hit Mark Andrews for big numbers, and you guys have become a very good pass-catch tandem. What kind of a wide receiver fits with you? Hollywood Brown was a smaller, explosive after-the-catch guy. Bateman's a bigger guy.
I just don't think he's a quarterback you can win a Super Bowl with. Because if most Super Bowls are won by quarterbacks on their first contracts, and the exceptions are guys who take less than they're worth, like Tom Brady, or dudes that are just superhuman quarterbacks, like Patrick Mahomes, then I don't think that Lamar Jackson falls into either one of those categories. What he does is what other quarterbacks, like Ben, did for a while, which is when he plays, he wins more games than he loses. But I don't look at him as a guy that when you pay him that kind of money, you're on a list, a short list of teams, a handful of teams who can win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I want the arch rival team that is in my division to make that big commitment to him. And if the Ravens, who you've called a very smart organization who drafts well, if they go and get picks, then
they might get the next correct quarterback. But Flacco had one spectacular year and then was decent the rest of his career. They haven't really drafted electrifying quarterbacks other than Jackson. Flacco's a deep ball artist. Remember Kyle Bowler? Things of that nature. I think they're smart. I don't think it makes it a guarantee. The reason that I would like to see him gone, even though you're courting the risk that a smart organization has draft capital to get the guy they want, you don't know for sure if any quarterback has even the career Jackson's had to this point, which has been a very polarizing one, but one where there's an MVP right there. You cannot take that away from him no matter how bad people might want to. You don't know for sure that a guy you draft is going to be good, so I think there's that possibility. And also, even though the Steelers are good against him, inarguable, winning record against the Ravens in games where he's starting, he's still real good against everybody else. And if you beat them twice.
Unless the game's in the playoffs.
I'm talking about getting to the playoffs, regular season games. He's won three times as many games as he's lost. He's 45-16 as a starter. That's still a roadblock, even if they are not a roadblock for you directly. Them beating everybody else very regularly makes them a problem that you've got to hop over. You almost have to beat them twice because chances are, if he's there and he's healthy and he's even remotely happy, he's going to be pretty good.
Donnie, do you think a Lamar Jackson Ravens divorce is a good thing or bad thing for the Steelers?
It is a good thing for the Steelers. Because despite him struggling against the Steelers, and that's what blinds a lot of people in this situation, the guy has won 70% of his games. He has dominated the rest of the NFL, despite not doing great against the Steelers. And Chris said it, he will be a roadblock. As long as he is with the Ravens and still relatively young and playing well, they're going to be good. Maybe not Super Bowl good, but the Steelers are going to have to battle in that division. I'd rather them have one fewer franchise quarterback to worry about than keep Lamar there. You already have Joe Burrow. If Deshaun Watson figures things out, there's another one. Lamar Jackson is another one. He's an MVP. He's an all-pro player. I mean, what? The Ravens get rid of him. They end up with Will Levis.
Well, they're saying
I won't be worried about that.
They're saying the Colts might be the team. I guess Chris Ballard today said, you've got to do your homework when a guy like this becomes available. He's like one
Correct.
Of the few GMs who hasn't shut the door on this prematurely.
Yep.
If the Ravens got the fourth pick in a first-round pick in next year's draft for Lamar Jackson and then used that fourth pick on Anthony Richardson, that would not worry you, Chris?
It would worry me, but you would court more than with any other player in this year's draft class. You would be courting the, it could work spectacularly, and oh God, you're screwed if you're another team, or it could go belly up.
Yeah,
it
absolutely
could.
I mean, think about
a massive risk.
I know, but it's easier to get out of Anthony Richardson than it would be 5 years of Lamar Jackson at $40 million a year. If Anthony Richardson is a flop, you just go and draft another quarterback a year or two from now. Or do what the Jets are doing to move on from Zach Wilson. Trade for somebody.
I don't think they would look at Richardson and necessarily only give him like 1 or 2 years and draft somebody else. You would have made your bed with that guy because you'd say he only started 13 college games or whatever it is.
Donnie, you were going to say?
Let him develop.
I was going to say the big difference between Richardson and Jackson is that one of them had all the flash and skill in college and won a Heisman Trophy. He was one of the greatest college football players that I've seen.
He's one of the greatest that ever played that sport.
And
that
Richardson is one we hear a lot about, but his numbers don't show that.
He's only started 13 games.
I mean, but he also, the performance doesn't even show it. Like, the guy had enough off games where you could say, yes, he's 6'4 and a half, the freakiest athlete in this draft class, but the tape didn't always match.
Last year he had, 17 touchdowns and 9 picks?
All right, let's
I was told 17 touchdowns simply wasn't good enough to get worried about a guy.
It's not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, so Lamar Jackson is trying to get himself out of Baltimore, and his last gasp, I guess, is the thing that he, his nuclear option that he was waiting on was this: trade me. Trade request. I don't want to be here anymore. He announced that this morning. We're talking, Pony Muller, Donnie Football, about Lamar Jackson's future and how that affects the Steelers. What's the best case scenario for the Steelers? Lamar Jackson back in Baltimore or Lamar Jackson traded out of Baltimore? Most people think it's a trade, that you'd rather face the Ravens with a new quarterback than Lamar Jackson. But it's not one-sided. Our poll question is 58% trade, 42% keep. You're at 42%. You're in the race, Mulsey. You know that.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm higher than that right now. I'm at 44, 45%. Mm.
But, all right, so like 6 out of every 10 people think the Ravens are made worse by getting rid of Lamar Jackson.
My gut tells me that he is not going to regain the MVP form he flashed in 2019, but I do not have like a firm grasp on what his next 3 years look like. I have a hard time predicting it.
Let me run this one by you guys, and I'm going to start with Donnie. Donnie, I'm going to give you 2 quarterback options. You tell me which one you would take, okay? Quarterback A in his last 2 years is 15-9 with 37 touchdowns and 20 interceptions. Quarterback B is 21-12 with 62 touchdowns and 21 interceptions. Would you rather have quarterback A or quarterback B?
B.
Quarterback A is Lamar Jackson.
I figured that was him.
Quarterback B is Kirk Cousins.
I also knew that was him.
I also like Kirk Cousins a lot more than most people.
Well, that's your problem. You might want to talk to God about that one.
No one fears Kirk Cousins, which is exactly my point with this. As long,
to like, be fair, what do you think Lamar would look like if he had Jefferson? Do you think he would make Jefferson a lot worse or Jefferson would make him better? Because I don't look at Kirk Cousins dropping dimes in. I do see the receiver making a ton of plays up there.
I've never seen Lamar Jackson make a wide receiver great. So that's, I would say probably Kirk Cousins right now, Chris. The one wide receiver who was not on Justin Jefferson's level, but Hollywood Brown was a first-round pick and wanted out of there. And he was BFFs with the guy. You want to blame that on the offensive coordinator the quarterback?
I think the big question with Jackson is, can he consistently build a rapport with and be dangerous with wide receivers? Like, I haven't seen it. If you could truly win big, and I guess only the Brady Patriots with Gronk and Hernandez did this to an extent. If you could win big with, like, multiple tight ends as your battle plan, I know the Chiefs do it with Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could do that, and they got another first-round tight end, and he could just go with that guy and Andrews, maybe. But I think you need to be able to hit wide receivers, and I haven't seen it. The Hollywood Brown thing is a bad indictment on him. I don't think Hollywood Brown is any great player. He has the second most touchdown passes thrown to him by Lamar Jackson of any player next to Andrews. He has 20 of them in his career. The fact that he wanted out suggests to me that either their offense was bad for wide receivers or that Lamar wasn't hitting him in a way he thought he should have been.
What is the best scenario for the Steelers? The Ravens keep Lamar Jackson or the Ravens trade Lamar Jackson? Is it easier to win the Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson in the division or with him out of the division? Which path is better for the Steelers? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Twitter very split on this. Let's see if our callers are the same, starting with Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, you, not that you need my endorsement, but Andrew is 100% right. Bottom line is, it's better for the Steelers to have Lamar in Baltimore. I think quarterbacks like him, and Allen has definitely done really well in Buffalo, don't get me wrong, but I think that their greatness is seen most when they play poor teams scattered throughout the regular season, and that goes away because those types of wins are harder to come by in the playoffs.
I mean, Allen butchered the Chiefs, and the only reason that they didn't go to the Super Bowl 2 years ago was because his idiot coach, Sean McDermott, did an idiot thing, and that was not squib kick it. He's also cooked the Chiefs multiple times. In fact, so has Jackson in the regular season, albeit. Jackson has beaten up on the Chiefs and made them look bad, too.
I hear you. I still think that, he, like you said, he can't throw to receivers, and if they can't build a team around him when he's on his first contract, they certainly aren't going to be able to build the team around him.
That's the best answer right there. Dennis, I knew you were a smart guy. That's the best point, Chris. If they couldn't do it in his first 5 years, it doesn't get any easier. Now, your counterpoint was maybe he develops more as a passer, but he's going to develop enough as a passer to make up for that when he's got the biggest
cap hit
of any quarterback in the league?
Yes, it's, for this coming year, I would rather him be on another team. But, yeah, in the long term, more not even about him, more about how tough it is to build a team around a quarterback making top
dollar. Wait a minute,
dollar.
You think even this year it's better for him to be on another team?
Yeah, I don't want to
see sure
him.
About that.
Because he knows, well, if he gets the 1 year, he's got to come in and play. We all say, yeah, he's going to be disgruntled. It's going to get even uglier. But I think at some point he would have to have common sense take over and realize, if I want out of here or I want anything approaching the deal I think I'm worth, I've got to ball out yet again.
Here's Tony on the fan. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, he's been there, he's been there 4 years, I think, and they haven't really won much of anything.
It's actually five.
Regular season games.
It's five.
I mean, you have to win regular season games to have a chance in the playoffs, to get to the playoffs. They've won 45 of them.
We can get there with them. I think they're more scary with a couple first-round picks and a whole bunch of salary cap room than they are with Lamar Jackson playing 12 healthy games a year. I'd rather have that every year.
Well, the way that he's played up to this point, he's taken, compared to the next closest guy, he's taken almost 1,000 more hits than the next quarterback. So if that changes, what are you left with? If the new strategy is, hey, Lamar, we're going to try to protect you, and your playing style is going to be, you're not going to run as much to avoid those hits, then you're left with, I think, an above-average quarterback. But I see no evidence that you're left with a great quarterback at that point.
The thing that I can't put a finger on because I don't know is, I know he wants to play in a more play-action, pass-oriented style. He has to be a better passer to do that. But if they were able to get him in a better, in a more drop-back-oriented offense, and he actually improved as much as a passer where they had to honor play-action more, like opposing defenses, you think Michael Vick destroyed defenses like running when no one was watching him, basically. Lamar Jackson versus, I don't know, for argument's sake, poor Cole Holcomb, one-on-one after a play-action pass, and he's held the ball and there's nobody open, he's going to break contain and get 25 yards before anyone turns around.
What you just said to me sounds like an indictment on the Ravens organization. If it's as simple as that, why didn't they install that offense three or four years ago?
No. I said right in that explanation, he would need to become better as a passer to make it work.
Here is Israel in Erie. Hello, Israel.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
Hey, I think that the Steelers would be better off with Lamar in the division. I'm not going to count on that guy being healthy for a full season. I think his skills are going to degrade as time goes on. He's played his best football. And it seems to me that our offensive strategy going forward is going to be old school. We're going to try and run the ball. We're in a passing league. The North could be a very jumbled up division. And, you know, if Lamar beats Cincinnati once or twice a year, that may help the Steelers out in the long run if we can keep beating Lamar head to head with tiebreakers. He's not worth this kind of money. And I agree with the one caller that said they haven't built a team around him now. They're not going to do it in the future if they've taken up so much cap space.
Thank you. The point about the Steelers wanting to run the ball, Tomlin said at the owners' meetings that he's not going to be bashful about their intentions to build a run-first offense, that that's what they want to be, run-first. Now, in the same Q&A, he talked about how excited he is for that year one to year two development from Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a genius. I'm just an average guy. I'm just a blue-collar dude. I'm someone that was hanging out at a bowling alley bar on Saturday night. I don't profess to be anything more than that.
A blue-collar dude.
I'm just a regular guy.
No, you're wearing blue flannel today.
I'm just an average
blue-collar.
I'm just an average dude. Okay?
In every way. Just an average, run-of-the-mill dude who's out there talking to the
people. Our objective is to be run first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about my quarterback's development from year one to year two,
mm-hmm.
because that's where the quarterback, that's where a player makes his biggest jump.
Mm-hmm.
Those two statements from Tomlin, I believe, contradict one another. If you think your quarterback is going to make a massive jump, then the offense should be built around the quarterback, not the running game. If you think your quarterback has some Achilles heels and weaknesses and warts and some limitations on what he can do, then you're probably better off building an offense that's run first, because you're not going to want to trust your quarterback to throw it that much. So I don't get that, Chris. Tomlin's got to somehow, someone's got to get a hold of him and say, Mike, it's not 2005 anymore. All right? It's not even 2008. You drafted Kenny Pickett in the first round to be the quarterback that has you competing with Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So let him sink or swim.
I mean, can't you make the argument, though, that in Jalen Hurts' first year as a starter, now he only threw the ball 28 more times, they still valued a big-time running game this past year, which he was a big part of, and he made a huge leap because they had that dynamic running game. Like, I think you can have both. Probably more so when the quarterback is a bigger threat with his legs, like Hurts obviously is. I mean, I get what you're saying in basic terms, but Tomlin, I'm sure, would fire back. And since I have been beating the drum that you just were hitting by saying he needs to get with the program and realize it's a passing league, he would probably say back, if you are creating opportunities via the run to get to play action, it makes things easier for your quarterback. Problem there
but
is,
there's also
it's been disproven. You exactly. don't need to establish. I was getting there. You could have let me go, Average Joe. You don't need to establish the run to have great play action passing. That is a myth.
Their offense, more than any team in the league, was run on first down, run on second down, throw on pass on third down. Run, run, pass. That was there. They had the most predictable offense in the league. It wasn't just that dudes on other teams were shouting things like, I know their plays. It's that they knew what kind of play it was going to be. They were the most predictable team. First down, run. Second down, run. Third down, pass. It sounds like Tomlin still wants to do that. That's not putting whether it's a quarterback that's Kenny Pickett in year two or Aaron Rodgers in year 17. It's not putting either. It wouldn't be putting a good quarterback in a prime position to do that. So, I don't know. I just feel like they are of the mind that what they have done for years has worked and will work. And they're just going to keep trying it until it does, or until they're just wrong.
But how are they going to know that they're wrong? They're going to finally start losing a lot of games?
No, they've developed a foolproof system that guarantees them 8 wins every year. The problem is it doesn't guarantee really anything else after that. At least it hasn't for the last 6 years. And over the last 13 years, it really hasn't proven much either.
What you said and what you just decried from Tomlin there is what's probably been my biggest issue. They just seem stuck in an outmoded way of thinking about offense. The only weird thing that I will say is the guy who's the best offensive mind in football, maybe this side of Andy Reid right now, is Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about that offense, I guess it's you can't even compare it. He says, I try to always build off of the running game. I guess because his father had the best running attack in the league for years, you can't even make the comparison. They're
with interchangeable parts.
Well, no, yeah, you just can't even compare what he does versus anybody else because it's apples to oranges.
Like, here's just, I'll give you something that makes me fume with their offense last year. Deontay Johnson had 147 targets. George Pickens had 84. So it was almost a 2-to-1 ratio. For every one pass Pickens got thrown to him, Johnson pretty much had 2. Here's the passer rating difference. When Pickens was targeted, quarterbacks had a 109 passer rating. So when Pickens got the ball, he turned his quarterback into Patrick Mahomes. Deontay Johnson's passer rating when thrown to last year was 58.8.
He turned his quarterbacks into Patrick Ramsey?
Just
the first Patrick I could think of.
You can't, that's, okay, like I would say, well, maybe it's a small sample size with Pickens. But why don't you throw it to him more and find out? Maybe too much of Johnson is a bad thing because the defense just anticipates that it's going to happen, so they scheme and they game plan for it.
Big thing I hope for is the George Pickens route tree increases exponentially and you are throwing him all manner of just about everything and not go balls. Unimaginative stuff with him was kind of a problem it felt like last year.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd settle for, even if it's unimaginative, just try it more.
Well, didn't they throw
three times a game?
They threw the highest percentage of go balls, period, in the league, I think, last year.
Did they have the highest percentage of jet sweeps?
Good question. Jet sweeps don't look so bad when Kyle Shanahan's running them for 25 yards a rip.
With Ray McLeod.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.